could look in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 tonight. If you got your Bible, just going over a few verses. And I've really been going through some chapters, and I know it took a little extra time, but it'll be all right. We'll try to preach tonight a little bit. Thank God for the Lord to help us in these texts in the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 3. The Bible said in verse 1, very familiar territory tonight in the Scripture, it says this is a true saying. If a man, notice that, a man, that's why we don't believe in women preachers. Amen. That's right. Thank God somebody say amen tonight. Amen. You might believe in them, brother, but I'm telling you, thank God. He said if a man desire the office, and I understand and know he's talking about an office here. And if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth the good work. Well, the word bishop, thank God, takes the meaning of an oversight or an overseer. Acts 20:28, same word. The Holy Ghost has made you overseers. And that's where this thing is tonight. And so we know tonight that, thank God, the overseer are taking the oversight of a local assembly in charge of the church. Thank God, the bishop here. Now, the pastor, the word pastor, it takes the meaning of being a shepherd to a flock or an under-shepherd. We know he's the great shepherd. And we know tonight, thank God for that. He said, desire the good work. The word desire there, amen, or sets his heart upon something. He desires the good work. A bishop then must be blameless, not perfect, but blameless. Amen. He said, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. A man of God ought to be able to teach. I believe, too, if you look at these things tonight, elders were another mention of them that had part in the local assembly in the early church. And they were men that were seasoned men that knew how to handle the Word of God. And teach, amen, and help them brothers and sisters, amen, in the local church. Notice here, verse 3 said, not given to wine, amen, no striker, not greedy, a filthy lucre. That knocks a lot of these people out on the television, amen. That's right, the Bible said, not but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. And so he's going through these things. He's saying, this is the man, here an example. He said, be it not Lord over God's territory, but a example to the flock. And these are things that's a good example. It's the right standing before God and man. Amen. That's right. That's the way God set that thing up. Number one, we're standing before God. We're all standing before man. Amen. That's why the Bible has some things here to say about this man, that he ought not be a greedy. Amen. Not that his appetite not ought not be on money. Amen. That's not a reason of preaching. That's not amen. Thank God tonight for that. But preaching ought to be done for the glory of God. That's the first thing. Anything we do in the ministry or the work of God be done for the glory of God. If it's not for the glory of God, then we're not doing it for the right reason. Amen. And so we find here there's some things. Hospitality, he mentioned that. A fond of guests, apt to teach. He's instructive. Thank God, not giving the wine. He's surely not going to be a drunkard. Amen. That's right. This in here, not a striker, not somebody that's, thank God, my friend, has a bad anger attitude. It only strikes with his hand. I reckon it strikes with his tongue. Amen. And so it's got to be a season. It's just not something you put somebody into. It's not season. Amen. Now, I want to tell you this tonight. You know this. That just because they're in an office in the church don't mean they're perfect. They're not going to be, but they have some things in their life, thank God, like you do, that they have to work on in their life. Amen. But they are the example to the flock. Amen. Notice this, and one that ruleth well his own house, in verse number 4, and having his children in subjection, with all gravity. That just simply means that he rules his house. Amen. His children's not my friend, immoral or living, my friend, under rebellion, that they're in subjection to his authority. He said, how can you take care of the house of God if you can't take care of your home? Amen. And that was a big thing for me when I started it. I wanted to thank God to be able to do that and run the house. And what I said, it went. Amen. And what my wife said with me, it went. The children didn't run the home. Amen. They didn't didn't ever ask us whether they could lay out of church, and they didn't ask us, amen, several things. You know, I mean, brethren, listen, we started when they were young, and I'm not getting off on this, but I'm telling you, you don't start when they're young, amen, you'll have problems when they get old. And brethren, I'm saying this tonight, I believe that a lot of times when we look at this thing, that we need to see that a man is taking care of the church of God. That's his responsibility before God and before that congregation. Notice this, the Bible said in verse number 5, for if he know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? He's not a novice. A novice would be somebody newly planted, somebody maybe just hadn't been saved long. I understand and know that it comes from the maturity of that individual. After they are saved, that they need to mature in the grace of God, know the Bible. Amen. You wouldn't put somebody in a place that's not, amen, got my friend some wisdom and got some establishment in his own life. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. God puts people in offices that's good followers. Amen. They'll have to follow before they lead. Look at the thing in the Bible, friend. Joshua followed Moses. Amen. Moses died. Joshua took over. Elisha followed Elijah. Elisha, God was the leader when Elijah left. He didn't die. He left. But thank God Elisha took his place. Hey, God, there's always been people listening. Hey, God's self-sufficient tonight. God don't need me as far as existing tonight. God chose to use me. And God tonight, hey, God has got me in his hand. But if I don't make it through tonight, God's still God. And you ought to carry on as a church. Thank God, friend, the fact of it is, it's his church, and he knows what to do, and I'm not God's gift. God's gift is me to me tonight, and the blessings of God on me tonight. Thank God, friend, that church don't rest on me. It rests on the rock of ages tonight, amen. God help us all. Say, how you want to get to that? Because it's so carnal today. In our day of church, and everybody, my friends, looking to man instead of God. Amen. God have mercy. God's got a man for a place. God put me here until he says that's the time up. But brother, I'm saying tonight, thank God, friend, God's God tonight. Amen. I'm glad he is. Thank God, friend, I'm saying he puts a man in a place and that God's finished with him there. Amen. Might be at death, might not be. Notice this here. He says that he's not a novice, lifting up with pride, falling to the condemnation of the devil. Amen. Man can be prideful. Everybody has a battle of pride. Amen. Spurgeon said the mark of humility is a man sees himself as he really is. Nothing. Amen. He said if he's an inch tall, thank God he's got too tall. Amen. That's right. He's nothing. And it's God, my friend. And in verse number 7, he said, more than he must have a good report of them which are without, and lest he fall in the reproach and the snare of the devil. Amen. So he gives some things here to the bishop. Amen. And then we find here in this text tonight, verse 8, likewise must deacons be grave. Amen. That would just be honest. Not double tongue. That means not being ain't got a talebearer. Amen. Not giving to much wine. I wonder why it said that. You know, I read these things closely. Listen. Amen. It said to the pastor, not giving to wine. It said to the deacon, not giving to much wine. Amen. That's what it says. I mean, I don't know what all that means, and I know that's the culture of that day. Thank God. But I'll say this tonight. God wants everybody to be sober. Amen. And sober-minded. Amen. I don't think God wants any of his children intoxicated unless it be with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. But I'm telling you, friend, listen. Thank God I ain't getting off on that, but I'm saying this. God put some pretty tight things down in the text and scriptures. And he said this. He said, not greedy of filthy lucre. Amen. He don't have an appetite for money. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. That means his conscience is a moral conscience. Amen. The moral law, God's still intact. and we'd have lived that way. Amen. He ain't, listen, pastor and deacon, he ain't no woman chaser. Amen. That's exactly right. He's got one woman. He don't need no more. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you this. It's a sad day. Amen. When preachers want to act like, thank God, Casanovas, instead of a man of God with a message. Amen. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you tonight, you are who you are. Amen. Thank God. I'm saying, brother, tonight, it's with a pure conscience that we serve God tonight. Amen. Notice that here. He said, let these also first be proved. There's got to be some tests. I like what Edgar Thomas told me one time. He was here, bro, brother Edgar. And he said, brother Joel, that's what he called me. He said, some people need to pass some tests before they handle the Bible. That's what he said to me. He said, you know, Abraham, he was tested a lot. Amen. He went through about 7 tests he's talking about. And he said, you know, a preacher ought to pass some tests. Amen. Let him first be proved. It means, listen, friend, can I give you this? That's a servanthood. I prove that he's a servant. That's what a deacon is. He's a servant to the church. Amen. A pastor should be a servant. Amen. That's the best title you can have in the kingdom of God, friends, a servant. Outside of being a child of God, a servant. Ain't God a servant? It's one that serves others. He don't put himself in first place. Amen. You ever saw these people think they got to be in first place? May not. They think people they're not treating me the way I ought to be treated. Well, I think we ought to treat everybody with respect and honor. Amen. I think a man of God and a deacon in the church ought to be respected for the office they hold. Ain't God, but they ain't God. Amen. That's right, brother. I'm just saying that. Amen. They're not Lord over God's heritage. They're an example to the flock. Amen, friend. I don't want to be no more. I tell you, I've got enough accountability on me tonight. Thank God to try to take on the position of authority God didn't want me to take and be judged for it. I'll tell you that. Amen. Notice this. He said, let them be proved. Let them use the office of a deacon being found blameless. I said blameless means not to be blamed. Amen, brother. I'm saying this tonight, irreproachable, not my friend, not arrested, amen. Thank God, innocent. It's just my friend, but the thing of it is, I was to remind you again. Hell, brother Billy Mitchell said that sitting in this church talking to me. He said, brother, it don't say perfect, it says blameless, amen. You won't find no perfect man in this life. And a man that says he is, he's deceived. Amen. But I'm telling you what, the closer you get to God, you'll see how dirty and depraved you really are. In the light of God, friend, the light of God humbles a man. It don't boast him up, don't make him proud. I don't want him to have a title. Amen. This will make a lot of that. Ain't got a lot of men that want names. It ain't about a name, friend. It's about a position to glorify God and help people. Amen. That's the whole desire height. Amen. To glorify God and to help somebody. Amen. It ain't my way, it's God's way. Amen. But the preacher ought to be getting near from God. Amen. The deacon's a servant to the people. And it said, let their wives be grave. Amen. Not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their own children and their own house as well. For they have used the office of a deacon well, purchased themselves a good degree and great bonus in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. And so he thanked God. He said, there's a good grade. Amen. I do believe this. I believe we're going to be graded. Amen. By God, which he don't have to take time to do it. He knows our motive. He knows what we do. And brother, I'm telling this tonight, the only thing God's going to bless is our motive, right? Sincerity. And doing it for the glory of God, not the pat on the back. It said they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. And it's sad, friend, they made them a twofold. Thank God, they're a bunch of religious people. Thank God, they're about their self. And they're about their title. And they're about their paycheck. And they're about everything around them. God help the crowd. Amen. That God, friend, a preacher ought not be afraid of nobody. But God himself. And be fearful of God. He told his own men, fear God. That can destroy both body and soul in hell. Because God's got all authority tonight. And God put us in a place to obey him tonight. If we don't obey him, we're missing out tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Help me to God. Help me, Lord. Praise God, son. I'm telling you what, son. You think it's easy to be a pastor and a preacher or any minister of the gospel. I'm telling you what, you got deceived in your own mind. Amen, son. There's so many ups and downs in our lives as Christians, Brother Todd. Amen. One day we're up here and one day we're down here. Amen. That's right. Sometimes you think you're making gaining ground, and then you take a step backwards. Amen. Boy, I'm glad it's in His hand tonight. I'm glad, thank God, when Moses stretched the rod out, it's up to God to send the wind. Amen. He stretched the wind. He couldn't bring the wind. Thank God, I'm telling you this. Amen. Thank God they defeated Amalek. But not because Moses was strong in his arms. Because Aaron and Hur got underneath him and held his arms out. I'm saying, brother, listen. Thank God it ain't about how good we are, how we preach, how much we know, how much we do. That's who we know tonight. Amen. Praise the God, friend. Too many people's caught up in all this politics of religion today. God have mercy. Amen. God help me tonight. I don't want to be like that. It's a battle in my own mind. Sometimes to say something to be accepted, and it ain't worth a hill of beans. If God don't accept me, it don't matter whether the man does or not. You can't have the honor of God and have the honor of man. Amen. Why you want to honor man, not honor God? He's the same God. Amen. All the men that turned the world upside down, wasn't getting people's opinion. They wasn't taking polls. Ain't God what the world wanted. They just got unpreached, and the Holy Ghost fell, and God saved sin. And God used them men of God. I'm telling you, they wasn't scared. Amen. They didn't care what the man thought. It was all what the message was God gave them. Amen. I'm telling you, listen to me tonight. There ain't nobody going to get much help unless some preacher or somebody that knows God will be truthful and tell what God says. Amen. God have mercy on me. Notice this here. He said, verse 14, these things write unto you, thee hoping to come unto thee shortly. He's telling Timothy this. Verse 15, but if I tarry long, this is Paul talking, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God. Brethren, you are the house of God tonight. Everybody saved tonight's in the house. They're a temple of God. But I believe he's talking about the collective body here. Amen. He said, my friend, converse thyself in the house of God. How to remain. How to, thank God, live, friend, in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. We're the church of the living God. Thank God, we're the assembly of God tonight. Amen. We're the assembly of the God of heaven tonight. We're the church of the living God. Not just a, thank God, an association. We're an assembly of born again spiritual kingdom people of God that meet tonight, thank God, because we've been saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
Amen. Are you hooked up to that? Have you, thank God, connected with the Lord, the living Lord? Amen. You have a vital union, my friend, a living, thank God, fellowship with Him. And brother, tonight, thank God, He built it on the rock of Christ, the church of the living God. As he said, the pillar and ground of the truth. A pillar, something that supports. Amen. A pillar, something that holds something up. Amen, brother, tonight. Thank God. He said, the church of the living God is a pillar and ground of truth. Where is it going to come from? The basis tonight of the ground of the truth. Amen. Was given, my friend. Thank God that the church, thank God, would use His church in this world. Thank God, the truth, amen, makes a man free. And it's God that does. Does it, friend? And I'm glad tonight, thank God, he's the living Lord over His local church. Amen. Tonight, thank God, He does it hearts. Amen. Verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of God. See, the gospel's a mystery. It's the mystery of godliness. It's the mystery of holiness. How can God take such a corrupt sinner and make him holy? How can God take such a sinful man, God, and deposit him, God Himself, and become, God saved, and God manifest His holiness, for God is holy. God, they said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. That He's holy tonight. And there's a mystery tonight how God, God through His Son Jesus, came into a world and was the Holy Son of God. Amen. Notice this here. God was manifest. This is, here's the controversy and mystery. God is God was manifest in the flesh. He said, God, listen, friend. God is a spirit. That means a Godhead is a spirit. God is a spirit in the beginning. That meant that God came down and took on a robe of flesh. That is marvelous. It's marvelous in our sight. Thank God that God would come from heaven and come to this world, amen, and take on a robe of flesh. Be born of a virgin. Thank God, how can a virgin have a child? She's never known a man. Thank God, He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Thank God, and you shall bear a child. And you'll call Him Emmanuel. Thank God. Notice this here, God was manifestly justified in spirit. He was righteous. You know this, God was without, He was without sin. He was perfect. He was tempted in all points. I don't understand some of this tonight. I mean, to come to the fullness of thought in my mind of all the temptations that I faced in my life. And I realized to know that I was born after the Adamic race that inherited sin and was such a wicked, dirty, rotten sinner. And temptation consumed me. And I walked after the course of this world. And I didn't know God, Brother Joe. But here's the Lamb of God. Here's Christ coming to take a body. Amen. Prepared Him a body. And God became us and faced the temptation. And every temptation He ever faced, thank God, in the temptations He faced with in the wilderness. Amen, Brother Joe. Amen. He did not sin. Now, I want to tell you something tonight, and this is in my mind. I can't figure it out completely. How Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, as a man. And I know people say, well, He was God. That's how He could overcome it. Well, that's a true statement. But He had to feel it as man. Now, I take this truth of what it means. He is justified in the Spirit. Amen. He was just. He was just. Amen. He's a just God. He demands justice. He is justice. Notice what it says. Seen of the angels. The angels was a creation of God. They was God's creatures. Angels were. Can you imagine? Listen, the angels is the one that proclaimed His birth. The angels proclaimed His birth when He come into the world. Thank God, the angels proclaimed His birth. Thank God, but they had to look over the banisters of heaven. If I could use that terminology, and look in the manger, friend, and said, right there is God in the flesh. Hey, right there is the Son of God. Right there is the hope of Israel. Right there is the, thank God, the Savior of the world. I see Him. He's a little baby. He's born in the flesh. Thank God, He growed up and become a man. But He went through the process of life. Thank God, in body, friend, and became, thank God, 30 years old, baptized by John, started his ministry, thank God, preached, healed, done good his whole life, but accused, my friend, by religious people, thank God, accused him of blasphemy, his own disciple forsook him, and betrayed him, and thrown him 30 pieces of silver, amen, stood before a crown, and they said, let him be crucified, thank God, that's fulfilling what God God set up. Even though, my friend, they hated him, yet he still loved them. He loved them, friend. He said, if I could, I'd take you in like a mother hen. But you would not. But thank God he died. Amen. For me and you, thank God. That's why he went to the cross. The only way he could justify me is take my sin and pay for it, that he could claim me of my faith in the experience of God. And brother, the angels look at it, and there are things they cannot look into, and there are things they don't know tonight. Amen. That's right. They don't know grace. Angel don't know grace. They don't know no grace of God. Grace, amen, is the way God saves sinners, through faith. Notice what he said here. It's wonderful. He said he preached unto the Gentiles. Amen. They said he preached. You know, I know the Old Testament had prophets. I mean, even Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Enoch was a prophesier. He preached, Brother Todd. Enoch preached. Listen, friend, if you go back to the book of Judah and read what Enoch preached, son, I'm telling you, son, he had a message. He told them it was ungodly. That's what he said. Amen. He said he's coming with the saints to execute judgment upon them. Amen. That's what Enoch said. But I'm telling you this tonight. I mean, that's what Enoch said. Amen. That's right. He was a prophesier. Methuselah was born when he was 65 years old. And after 300 years, he said he walked with God. He was not. God took him. Who come after him? Noah. Noah's a preacher of righteousness. The flood was on the whole world. The whole world was flooded. All flesh died besides them that was in the ark. That's right. The flood of judgment come upon man. Listen. Because I'm going to tell you this tonight. Man's seed was corrupted. And there were giants in the earth. And the seed line was corrupted. Some people believe every son of Seth. That's all right. If you won't believe that, I don't believe that. I believe the sons of God in the book of Job, and then the sons of God in Genesis. Amen. That refers to angels. But however a man wants to believe it, I know one thing. God was angry with that whole crowd. And brethren, his spirit didn't strive with man. But such a while. And then he destroyed that thing with the flood. And there was an ark there built by Noah. And them sons and wives and Noah and his wife got in. Amen. And God, my friend, protected them. And we know the Bible, friend. Thank God, God. Amen. In time, his son comes. Can you imagine this? 400 years of silence, far as we know, between Malachi and Matthew, and here comes a man out of the wilderness that no doubt had been out there since a young man. He come out at 30 years old, and he started preaching, thank God the Messiah's coming, and you need to repent. Amen. Could you imagine looking at John the Baptist with a virgin girdle? Amen. No doubt had, thank God, a long old beard. Amen. Thank God, rough looking, if I'll say. Amen. And looked at him, thank God, with briars in his mouth. Thank God, locusts and wild honey on his lips, and said, you better repent or you'll perish. He said, bring forth fruit that I'm going to baptize you. He said, ye vipers, I ain't baptizing you. I hadn't heard no man like that. Thank God, he was a blazing a trail. Thank God for the Son of God to come. There had to be something to be happening. Amen. Before he come, Elijah must come first, the spirit of Elijah. Thank God, plowing the road, friend. Thank God, because if he hadn't, it had been rough to take a man that was God in flesh to proclaim who he was. And he looked at that crowd and said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man come to the Father but by me. They wouldn't have been able to take it. Amen. That's right. John got beheaded and Jesus got crucified. We got preachers standing in Colosseum today smiling real big and telling everybody that they got something good that's going to happen today and going to hell. Martyred, the apostles got martyred. Yes, sir. James got killed with a sword. Paul was beheaded. Some of them were sawn in putting a log and sawn asunder, the old prophets. according to Hebrews. Some of them was dragged down the road behind a horse. I heard about one of them done that had to face that. They was putting coliseums and lions tore them up. But they would not deny the Lord Jesus. I'm telling you, we're coming today now. That, my friend, we're going to take a stand. Sometime down the road, Jesus don't come. And brother, I'm telling you, we might as well go ahead and get in our soul. Thank God that He's the one. He's the one. He's the one. Amen, brother. And I'm telling you this. He preached unto the Gentiles. Thank God, my friend. He preached grace to them. He preached the goodness of God to them. Amen. Right, thank God. He read John 4 tonight. He sat on a woman's well. That was a Samaritan woman. Amen. Been married 5 times. Amen. She talked about her father's works in the mountain. But he said, God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship His spirit. Truth, it ain't in a place. It's in a person. Amen. That's right, thank God. Notice this here. He has believed on in the world. Thank God there was some believed on Him. I'm looking at some tonight. Amen. That's right. I'm looking at some people tonight that believed on Him in the world. And before us, there was people, there was men and women that, amen. I thought about this today. It said 3,000 souls were added to that 120 when they gladly received the Word. And I was thinking about this. Wouldn't that be some kind of baptism? They that gladly received the Word were baptized, Brother Todd. At 3,000 at one time being immersed, identifying themselves with the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Thank God. Could you imagine being in a setting like that? Here's the apostles, Peter and the rest of them. Thank God they come up. Amen. Then they baptize them. And they confess, Christ is my Lord. Christ is the Messiah. Christ is my Savior. Amen. The enemy hated it. Amen. They hated it. But brother, they went on with God. And the church, my friend, was increasing in number. He was, my friend, believed on in the world. Then he was called up, thank God. Next verse right there says he was received up in glory. That was the ascension of our Lord. Amen. Thank God, friend. Amen. Remember that day when they looked up to heaven and they said, this same Jesus that you see go up into heaven shall come in like manner. That's a blessing. Thank God that means He's coming again. Amen. He's coming again. He's coming. Amen. That's right. He said, I will come again. I'm coming. I was talking to Brother Craig today. We got talking about the coming of the Lord and talking about what's going on in this world. And my boy, I tell you, I kind of got excited in my soul. I mean, I felt the Holy Ghost. Thank God it's making me happy. Amen. I don't know. Thank God I'm going up. Amen. The same Lord that resurrected and went up. Thank God the same Lord going to take His own children out of here. Amen. We're going up, thank God. And if you're saved, you're going up. Amen. Are you ready? Amen. I want to tell you this tonight. I ain't in business arguing when He's coming. I don't know, and you don't neither. I know He is coming. Amen. And it wouldn't take you long to have to look at this Bible, friend. And this is my belief. To look at what's going on around us. And I'm not saying He's coming tonight. That ain't what I'm saying. He could. But I'm not saying He is. But I'm saying what? This is, son. He's getting ready to come. He said, when I come, I will not tarry. Amen. Amen. Now that's the Gentile church. Amen. The church is the one, thank God, in 1 Thessalonians. He said, I will come. He said, the Lord shall come from heaven with a shout, descend. In a moment, twinkling of eye, the Corinthian writer Paul said it, we shall be changed. Be made like Him. We shall see Him as He is. That's the mystery tonight. Son, there's people that sit in our churches and sit in religious churches and their minds tied in knots to try to figure this thing out. And it ain't figured out. It's believed.
Amen.
You can't figure it out. It's a glad day when the Holy Ghost brings Christ to you and said, here He is. Believe Him. Yes. Believe what He said and you do with the heart. And He becomes your Lord and Savior. And you're a different man and nobody has to tell you what happened. You know in your own heart. By the grace of God. Amen. And bless the Lord for it. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for the Word of God.